I love air conditioning. I love the snow. I love 60 degrees. Makes me wanna go. And when I'm tired and hot, I stop at the Hojo's and get some ice cream and continue on. I love air conditioning. I love the snow. 60 degrees makes me wanna go. And when I'm tired and I'm so confused, air conditioning I will
there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu, here once again on a Wednesday. A minute or two early. What do you know about that? And there's so much strife in the world. You'd think they have a lot of talk about there on Black Mass. Anyways, yeah, this is the Twang Trust, and this is the only show you'll be listening to anytime soon that gives you both kinds of music. Give me some of yours, and I'll give you some of mine. What exactly are we giving you tonight? Well, hey, it's going to be our official Folk Fest highlight show to a good degree. So we'll be spending some time with some folkies and some not-so-folkies and other things. You should just stick around and find out, I think, here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Like an angel, she charges like a Sherman tank. She's laughing with the boys and then she's crying at the drop of a hat. A high noon shootout, I go for my gun, but she got the drop on me. That girl, she runs circles round me. She runs circles round me. She runs circles around me. La-di-dee now, she runs circles round me.
Columbus and the Colossal Mistake is the title of this album. The only colossal mistake I've made is waiting too long to get this thing. Holy moly, it's my new favorite record. Bob Delavante, finally, brand new music from Bob Delavante. We had his bass player on at Christmas time last year, and he was telling us about this, and boy, was it ever worth the wait. Bob Delavante, of course, of the great Delavantes. Yeah, there was another one. He was a brother. He's not on this album, oddly enough. They both have day jobs now, but Bob found time to stick this thing out. He's now working as a graphic artist and a photographer, and you actually get some of his photos in here too, which is kind of neat. There's a really cool shot of the casino in Asbury Park. That's the whole package is swell. We heard Circles Around Me there. We're going to hear something else from this album, too. A little bonus track that's tacked on at the end. And this is actually going to be the start of our New Wave versus Classic Rock set. Yeah. We got some groovy covers here. We got some New Wave covers. We got some Classic Rock covers. And we're going to see who wins at the end of it all. And we're going to have Bob Delavante start us off here. When people like this do covers like this, you know, it's usually, I mean, I love it. It's goofy. Let's face it. It's goofy as all heck. And too much goofiness, you know, yeah. But this one, this is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And on so many levels, here. You can hear for yourself. You know this one. It starts off kind of funny here.
Let's go now, hey, oh, let's drowning in the back seats. They're generating steam heat, pulsating to the back beat, the blitzkrieg bop. Hey, home, baby, let's go. Now shoot them in the back, now shoot them in the back. Now what they want, I don't know. They're all revved up and ready to go. They're bombing in a straight line, they're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their mind, the blitzkrieg bop. They're piling in the back seats, they're generating steam heat, pulsating to the back beat, the blitzkrieg bop. Oh, let's go now. Shoot them in the back now. Shoot them in the back now. What they want, I don't know. They're all revved up and ready to go. They're piling in the back seats, they're generating steam heat, pulsating to the back beat, the blitzkrieg bop. So hey ho, let's go. Hey ho, let's go now. Hey ho, let's go now. Hey ho, let's go.
Well, I'm hot-blooded, check it, see. I got a fever of a 100 degrees. Come on, baby, do you do more than dance? I'm hot-blooded, I'm hot-blooded. You don't have to read my mind to know what I have in mind. Honey, you ought to know. Now you look so fine, let me lay it on the line. I wanna know what you're doing after the show. Now it's up to you. We can make a secret rendezvous, just me and you. I'll show you loving like you never.
Hi, this is Eric Amble, also known as Roscoe. I play the Big Dumb Rock and Roll. You are listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, babe.
believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's much too late to find if you change your mind. Better change it back or we will both be sorry. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Won't see me, don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's much too late to find. If you change your mind, you better change it back or we will both be sorry. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me?
Versus classic rock. Yes, indeed. Someday soon, things will be much worse. That's the title to that last record. The new one by the Meat Purveyors. You might remember that one by the Human League, huh? Yeah. And before that, well, I think that was a Twang Trust first. We've actually played that song before, Jump, but we usually play the Mary Lou Lord version. I think that was the first time we've ever heard David Lee Roth himself on the Twang Trust. He's a guest vocalist with the John Jorgensen Band on that version from the album Strummin' with the Devil, the southern side of Van Halen. Yeah. No, I'm not going to apologize. Before that, the Yahoos featuring Dan Baird, Eric Amble, Terry Anderson, and that whole crew. They got a brand new record out. It's called Put the Hammer Down. That's what they were doing. They were putting a hammer down to the B-52's Rome. And before that, the Meat Purveyors again with Hot Blooded. Oh my gosh, a Foreigner cover. Another first tonight. And at the very top of that, a New Wave versus Classic Rock set, Mr. Bob Delavante from my new favorite record of the year so far, Columbus and the Colossal Mistake, and a cover of the Ramones Blitzkrieg Bop that could not... Oh, I couldn't believe it when I heard that. It's perfect. It's the perfect song. Oh, what a thing. So yeah, there we have it. New Wave versus Classic Rock. Who won? Who's the winner? Well, look at this. Straight out of left field. It's Disco. Yeah, Disco won. Here's Chuck Prophet with their cover of Casey and the Sunshine Band's Boogie Shoes. Get down.
Some of yours, I'll give you some of mine. Till the sun comes up.
be with you. All right, Chris, you want it bad? You got it.
This is Chuck Prophet, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Woo!
Into the Music, a proud sponsor of CKUW, would like to announce their anniversary sale. This sale starts Monday, July 17th and continues until Saturday the 22nd. Sale discounts range from 15 to 25% until Thursday. Friday and Saturday, discounts ranging from 30 to 50% by picking from our Magic Bag of discounts. Into the Music, quality collectible music at 245 McDermott Avenue, 287-8279.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust here, kids. And it's about time we talked about the Folk Festival, I think, huh? Yes. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing 4 days, huh? Yeah, I have no complaints. No complaints. I could complain that the main stage shows went too long. I could maybe complain that Sunday night was a tad mellow, but I'm not gonna. And really, that's all I could do anyways if I was going to. And I'm not. So yeah, let's leave it at that. But highlights, we can't even talk about highlights. There are so many. It's crazy. It's crazy. Let's just hear some. We're going to, in this highlight set, we're going to hear from a couple of folks who were there. In fact, from their album Live in Concert Volume 1, we're going to hear the Sadies and Nico Case. And that's going to mark the 6:37 Roger Miller break, I'll tell you right now. We're also going to hear Alejandro Escovedo, who was amazing as always. He's the kind of guy you kind of take him for granted, really, because you know, yeah, okay, he's going to blow my mind. Let's see, from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Alejandro will blow my mind. Then I'll eat a whale's tail. You know, you take him for granted, but again, he blew our minds, didn't he? He did. He was amazing. Sun Volt, there was a show. There was a show, huh? It's funny because I actually missed the first half of their set. Well, I heard it. I heard it from the media tent because I was busy talking to Amy Rigby. And we'll talk about that later. But I heard their set from the media tent. Didn't see it. And then I went over there after I finished talking to Amy and caught the last half of it. And really wasn't much difference. They're not much to watch, are they? No. I actually have a photograph of Jay Farrar smiling. It's true. I believe it's the only one in existence. I think it'll be in the next issue of Stylus. But but they sounded amazing. You know, it's, I guess, one of the most asked questions amongst music nerds of the weekend was, what did you like better, Wilco or Sun Volt? And I'd have to say, if I could only have been at one show, I'd have wanted to have been at Wilco. But if I could have taken home a soundboard recording of one of the shows, it would have been Sun Volt. They just sounded amazing. It was awesome. The one minor disappointment of their set was that they didn't get to play this next song that we're going to hear, which they've been encoring with on a regular basis. And I thought it would have been a great thing to hear at the Folk Fest, but they didn't play it. But we're going to hear it now. You can actually hear it and see it, for that matter, if you need to, on a brand new DVD they've cut out. It's called, what's it called? Did I write it down here? No. It's a six-string, was it? Six-string relief, belief. Six-string belief is the title of a DVD from Sun Volt. It's a live thing, and it's quite happening. It's a quite happening thing. And on it, they do this song here. It's an old reggae cover that the Clash were famous for, the B-side of London Calling, and they just rip it up. They actually do it more reggae-ish than the Clash did, oddly enough. But here it is, Sunvolt.
FM. I love the sun when it silhouettes. I like her better when she walks away.
Trust CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The 6:37 Roger Miller break here on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM, from their album Live in Concert Volume 1. That was the Sadies who ripped it up at the Folk Fest a couple weekends ago, indeed, in fine fashion. Yes, sir. You can always count on the Sadies, boy. Yeah. Oh, that was a song called Jason Fleming, an old Roger Miller number. An old Roger Miller number. Sung by a big Roger Miller fan, Nico Case. And, I don't even want to get into it. Nico Case didn't make too many friends at the Folk Festival this year, I don't think. She sounded great. Her main stage set was easily the best sounding show I'd ever heard from her. I think in large part to Kelly Hogan being on vocals and the workshop they did together. Wow, Kelly just shone like crazy. She did a song there, actually, finally, was coked into doing a couple of things. One was a duet with Dallas Good of the Sadies on a song I hadn't heard before. I'm hoping it's on that album. I don't actually have the whole album. I'm hoping that song they did together is on that live album, because it was a groovy song. But, I don't even want to get into... Anyways, let's... what else did we hear there? Alejandro Escovedo from A Man Under the Influence and Castanets. Oh, that one just burned down the stage Thursday night. And Sunvolt at the top of that set. Did I say they sounded more reggae than The Clash? No. I'm going on memory. I got to see Sunvolt about a year and a half ago in Minneapolis, and they did that song, and it was real heavy reggae. It was like the least rock song of the night. But boy, that version we heard was awfully rock, wasn't it? Yes, Armageddon Time. The old, what's that guy's name? I can't remember who did that song originally. I used to know Mickey Most or something. I forget his name. Anyways, it's an old reggae song. And you can find it on the Sunvolt DVD called Six String Belief. Yes, indeed. Well, we'll have more Folk Fest stuff coming up. We're actually going to be talking to some people from the Folk Fest. We're going to have Allison Moore and Steve Earle coming by. We're going to have Greg List from Crooked Still. We're going to be chatting with him for a while. You can actually go to our website right now if this bores you. For some reason, you can go to my website right now, twangtrust.ca, and listen to my conversation with Amy Rigby. The whole thing, unedited. The only problem, it was a real windy day, and the wind is whipping through the microphone, and about 70% of it is entirely listenable, but the other 30% is just kind of, sounds like that, and it's kind of annoying, so I decided I wouldn't broadcast it, although it's such a great conversation. If you're an Amy Rigby fan, it's worth sitting through the parts. It really is. And I'm going to write it up for the next issue of Stylus, too, so you can read it. But you can actually hear it at twangtrust.ca if you're so inclined. If you're a fan, you should. And she's got a lot of fans, I'm pretty sure, after last weekend. Boy, Amy Rigby. Oh, certainly my highlight for the fest. But away from the fest for a moment, we're going to go back to Mr. Chuck Prophet. We heard him doing a Casey and the Sunshine Band song earlier in the show. Hope you caught that one. Last night, over there in Old Blighty, they got this thing over in England, this festival called All Tomorrow's Parties. And it's actually had a sort of a one-night thing offshoot, has sort of turned into a big thing of its own. It's... this little festival-y kind of thing called Don't Look Back. And what it is they do, they get an old band. Sometimes it's a band that's still around and going. Sometimes it's a band they get to reform and perform one of their classic albums in its entirety. Like, they've had folks like, I believe Patti Smith did it, and who else did it? Like, the Stooges did Funhouse a little while ago. Last night, as part of the same festival, our old pals Green on Red got back together and did their album Gas Food Lodging in its entirety. And that's kind of a sticky point with me, actually, because I was a big Green on Red fan from the get-go. Gravity Talks, their first full-length album, I just loved to pieces. And when the second one came out, Gas Food Lodging, I was kind of annoyed by it because it was totally... And I don't know why, really. I guess it was a lot rootsier than their first album, which, you know, generally is a good thing, I guess. But I thought it was kind of sticky roots, and I don't know, it just left a bad taste in my mouth. It wasn't as Farfisa-driven as Gravity Talks was, and kind of annoyed me at the time. I've come to love it, of course, but I think we're going to hear something from both those records, something from from Gas Food Lodging and something from Gravity Talks. But first, another first here on the Twang Trust. We're going to hear something from an ex-member of the New Christy Minstrels right now. How does that relate to Green on Red, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. This is, you're going to laugh when I tell you who this is going to be. It's Betty Davis Eyes herself, Kim Carnes. Yeah, we're going to hear Kim Carnes now on the Twang Trust. It's from an album she put out just a couple years ago, 2004's Chasin' Wild Trains. And on that album is a song that is produced, co-written, sung and guitared by our old pal, Mr. Chuck Prophet. Yeah, believe it or not. This is Kim Carnes and Lucid Dreams.
Laid on the floor beneath the ceiling fan, fumbled in the dark until I found your hand. Turn out the lights, I wanna go there.
Just beyond my reach. Big Chestnut, you know what you're listening to, Twang Trust.
It's true, you are. That was a song actually Vic Chestnut did at the Big Covers Workshop on Saturday, I believe. Was Saturday? Yeah, Saturday at the Folk Festival. We Shall Overcome. He did it like just off the cuff. It was a neat thing. Vic, what a character. Holy moly. Holy moly. Good old Vic. That was Green on Red, of course, from the album Gas Food Lodging. That's the way they ended it. They did that whole album last night in England at the Don't Look Back Festival thing. Before that, the title track to their first full-length album, Gravity Talks. That's the one album they made without Chuck Prophet. Chuck sort of brought the roots with him when he came. Before that, speaking of Chuck Prophet, guitared, vocaled, produced, and song-ridded that first song there we heard. Kim Carnes, believe it or not. One-time new Christy minstrel, Kim Carnes. Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes. Yeah, from her album Chasing Wild Trains, we heard Lucid Dreams. And yeah, Chuck very prominent on that track. You didn't have to listen too hard to hear him. Kinda cool, kinda cool. Well, look at that. An hour's almost up of this here show. So we're going to go away for just a moment, and then we'll do the entertainment guide, and we'll come back, and we'll have Steve Earle and Allison Moore hanging around, and Greg List from Crooked Still. We'll talk all things Bruceness, and other things, yes, indeed, other things are good. I'm looking, I got something I'm going to play here, but I can't, oh, here it is. Oh, I'm looking at my book. Oh, this is terrible radio, isn't it? Like I couldn't have done this while I was playing a song. Oi. Here, listen to this for a couple minutes, huh?
Here are this week's public service announcements. You might want to grab yourself a pen and a piece of paper. Central Market is happening all summer long at Central Park, located at the corner of Cumberland and Carlton Streets. Central Park has arts and craft sales, organic vegetables, and live entertainment every Saturday throughout the summer from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., starting July 1st with the last event on September 2nd. Come on out. It's a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon out at Central Park, Saturdays between 10 and 3. 10 Manitobans die each day from cardiovascular disease. the Cheerios Heart and Stroke Walk for Heart is a fun walk that raises funds for heart disease and stroke prevention. So walk for your heart and your loved ones at the Cheerios Heart and Stroke Walk for Heart on Sunday, September 24th. Funds raised support heart disease and stroke research right here in Manitoba. Register today by calling 949-2000. That's 949-2000. Looking for some summer fun? Well, look no further. Youth Jam 2006 is your answer. This summer, Teen Touch is hosting a free all-day community event for youth on Saturday, August the 26th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. right here at the University of Winnipeg. The day will include an exciting lineup of activities such as open skateboarding, live bands, and a fun three-on-three basketball tournament. Great food, cool prizes, and entertainment will be provided for all. Don't miss your chance to be a part of Winnipeg's best youth event. To get involved or for more information, you can call Teen Touch at 945-0951. That's 945-0951. The East Beaches Recreation and Wellness Coalition is holding a series of fundraising fun run and walks throughout the summer. Locations of events are as follows: Grand Beach and Grand Marais, July 29th. Lester Beach and Bel Air, August the 5th. Hillside Beach on August the 12th. And on August the 26th at Victoria Beach. Events are $10 each. Runs are approximately 5 kilometers and start at 10 a.m. Enter all four events and get a free t-shirt. Run with a friend or bring your kids or grandkids and make it a family outing. For more information, you can contact area code 204-756-2584. That's area 204-756-2584. Registration is underway for the 9th annual CN Tracks of Glory 10-kilometer road race and 5-kilometer fun run and walk on Sunday, September the 24th, beginning at 10 a.m. at Assiniboine Park. Proceeds from this event will support Rossbrook House. Organizers are promising another exciting family event this year with prize draws for participants, including two grand prize giveaways of trips for two, courtesy of WestJet and Via Rail Canada. Awards will also be presented to the top finishers in age categories in the 10-kilometer road race. Information and entry forms are available at Winnipeg Running Room locations, online at www.cn.ca, or you can call the race coordinator, Catherine Sawatsky, at 934-7455. That's 934-7455. And that's this week's public service announcements. If you belong to a community group and have an event to announce, we'd love to consider it. You can call the CKUW studio office at 786-9782 or fax us your event at 783-7080. This week's public service announcements brought to you by CKUW 95.9 FM.
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Ah, time now for you to listen to somebody talk for another 5 minutes. Yeah, this was poorly timed, wasn't it? I apologize. I'll do better next week. CKW's Entertainment Guide. That's what this is. It's time for that now. Brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. CKW still presenting Funny Papers, Marvel Comics, Canadian political cartoons, and contemporary art. Now happening until September 10th at the Winnipeg Art Gallery. And we are also proud to present the Art City Picnic Parade, Saturday, July 29th. Come and see giant picnic foods and insects on parade, and join us for our community picnic to follow. Meet at 616 Broadway at 12 p.m. There'll be bike decorating and face painting. 2 p.m. is the parade itself, and then 3 o'clock, it's the picnic and games. It's going to be a ton of fun. Art City Picnic Parade, Saturday, July 29th. Oh, what's over at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend? Well, tomorrow night it's Dringo. Yes, Dringo. Or is that D-Ringo? I'm not sure. But Friday night it's Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. And Saturday, John Ray and the River. Monday, July 24th, M. Ward at the West End Cultural Center. And Tuesday, July 25th, my boys are coming back. Elliot Brood at Times Change. And, wow, more on those guys in a second, too. Paul Kelly, it's official, Paul Kelly from Australia, Wednesday, August 9th, at the West End Cultural Center, very exciting. Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, the Dixie Chicks at MTS Center, Bob Schneider opening up that show. And here's a tip, if you were halfway thinking of going to the Dixie Chicks but didn't want to pay $1 million to sit, you know, 2 miles from the stage, you can buy a ticket right now, row 7, row 8, on the floor, for Pete's sake. Yeah, honest. Check it out at Ticketmaster.ca. Thursday, September 14th, Danny Michelle at the West End Cultural Center. That's always a good time. Tuesday, September 19th, Jeff Berner at the West End. Thursday, September 21st, John Prine with guest Dan Reeder at the Pantages Playhouse Theater. And here's something just announced. September 28th, the Corb Lund Band. Corb Lund, I don't know that he goes by the band anymore. It's just Corb Lund. He's a star now. It's true. He's playing the Ramada Entertainment Complex thing, whatever they call that now. They keep changing the name weekly. I don't know. Figure out a name, people. Honest. Anyways, Corb Lund, September 28th at that Ramada place. Special guests, Elliot Brood. They're everywhere. They're going to take over the world soon. Let's see. Oh, and September 26th, CKW and the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Proud to present Billy Bragg at the Ramada Conference, Dealey. And September 30th, a Saturday night, Fred J. Eaglesmith coming back to town at the West End. He's playing Grand Forks the night before, Friday, September 29th. If you want to go see him two nights in a row, you should, because he's playing a cool place down there in Grand Forks, that place, that theater. I can't remember it. Anyways, it's cool. Drive, you can't. How big is Grand Forks? Drive around. You'll find it eventually. The Empire Arts Center, that's it. The Empire, yeah. And that'll do it for the Entertainment Guide tonight. If you'd like your event placed here, give us a call and tell us about it at what's that number? 786-9782. That's the number. There it goes. There goes the Entertainment Guide off into the sunset. See you next week, Entertainment Guide.